episode 528, March 8th, 2021.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
My labs, are the labs good?
The following program is brought to you by More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
That's Robbie did that last week. I'm literally in the middle of talking, and he just starts the show.
He does it.
How about a fucking heads up, man?
He's trying to make my editing more difficult.
He did that the last week. He did the exact same thing. I'm literally talking.
Do you think he's trolling you, or he just doesn't care?
I think he doesn't care.
Okay.
Robbie?
That's fair.
It was time to start the show.
You remind me of the guy I live with.
Let me tell you something. Many times I've waited till you guys were done talking.
Well, you can just say, hey, I'm starting the show. You could do that. I would stop talking.
Either way, I'm interrupting you. And I gave you a 1 minute warning, did I not?
A 1 minute warning.
Okay.
You know, that's what they do on the news. All right, you got 1 minute.
3, 2, 1. Okay. 57, 56.
No, they don't do that. They just say 1 minute. Then you just have to figure it out. Okay. Then you go live and report on the fire that's on the children's school today.
From now on, I'll do a countdown.
Please.
From the minute.
Yeah, just give us 5 seconds.
If you could just say, hey, I'm starting the show, I'll stop talking. That's it.
We need
no countdown.
We need literally 2 second warning.
I'll just stop talking and then you'll play that.
I like it better this way.
What is Max saying?
Max saying, look at the clock, Joe. That's what he's saying.
Really? Well, why don't you look at the clock and when we put the show out? Because now it's every Wednesday. You couldn't look at the clock, you know, 2 months ago.
Yeah, right? You would not know when
you were not so worried about the clock then, Mac. It was could come out Tuesday or Friday. Speaking of we didn't speak of it, but happy birthday, The More Network, to Rob Spiewak, the big 50 today.
It's been a long time since I've talked to Rob.
Yeah, you had, because when was the last time we were in there?
I don't know.
Obviously, it was.
But we love each
pre-COVID.
Other.
Pre-COVID. So you two do love each
other. It is strange that we haven't spoke, but really, you're right. I mean, we can't really go in there, so.
Well, they're not in there, so.
I mean, so then we can go in there, because no
Well,
no
I think Oscar's
there.
In there, yeah. They're probably spread out separately. But happy birthday, Rob. 50, any advice? Because you turned 50 not that long ago.
Well, he's in about the same shape as me, so I guess it'd be like stop doing what you're doing and start doing something else.
Did you see the CDC today? They put out shocker, like 70% of the people that die are in the hospital with COVID are obese. And then they say, and if you're obese, these are things you should do. You know what they didn't list?
Exercise
or eat better. They said wear your mask tighter. It's literally the CDC. They can't tell you to exercise. That's how fucking stupid we are. Michelle Obama had 8 years as first lady, dedicated it to getting in shape and eating better. And you can't even say that now. It's been 4 years. Right?
I did see that body positive was that edition of, was it Cosmo?
Mm-hmm.
And they just have some big fat cow on the guys.
That was literally a year right before COVID. It was like, this is healthy or something.
Do we have to act like it's not better to not eat carbs and sugar all day and to exercise, that's better.
I mean, come on. It's yeah. By the way, we're not in great shape. We need to lose weight too, but
yes.
we don't act like it's better this
yes,
way.
Yes, I'm like, no, this is me. Accept me for who I am.
welcome to the show. Lots to talk about. First of all, we didn't follow up last week, so I want to get to this.
Mac just said, I'm sorry to interrupt. Mac just said he got his first shot.
Congratulations, Mac. You're an essential worker. Essential listener, that's for sure.
Yes, no, I need Mac to stay healthy.
Yeah.
He does some things that that I'm not allowed to say here on the air that are very important and that I'll be needing him to do again soon.
Why didn't he just get the Johnson & Johnson shot? That's just a one-shot deal. My mom just got that. Why would you get two when you can get one?
Is it available?
Yeah, my mom just got it.
Yeah, Mac.
I don't know. Maybe it's not available.
What's your problem,
man? Jacksonville.
Yeah, because nobody's getting the shot down there. It's just right. They have plenty. We got plenty. We have extras.
Why would you want two shots when you can do one? But no, 2 weeks ago, we ended the show talking about Katie's birthday and that you got her a gift, a trip to anywhere in the world. And
yeah.
We kind of batted around some places to go. So how was that gift received, and have we decided on a location?
The gift has been received great. We've been looking. We haven't really found. I think we've narrowed it down to Aruba, and there was another place because, you know, our friends Dave and Alicia.
Yes.
They're going away for her 50th birthday party, and I think that's going to be the trip we go on.
Okay.
But that's during Raven season, so that means I'll have to take a week off, and that'll be you. You'll be doing the pregame that week.
Well, you can't do it during the bye week?
It's her birthday, so
it's a set time.
Yeah, we're gonna be beholden to whatever that is, but I'm not sure that that's what we're gonna do. But we're still deciding. We've looked at a million things.
So her gift is now turned into date. Alicia decides where you're going.
Well, no, she gets to do whatever she wants, but that might be what she wants to
gotcha.
Do. Yeah, but here's the other thing. It's like I don't know how Katie feels about that, but. We don't necessarily need to be away just her and I. We spend all our time together. But if she wants that, that we can do that. But we also really like the company of other people.
You would rather go to your third choice of location with a couple you really enjoy hanging out with.
I'd rather have
by yourself to your first choice.
Yeah.
Assuming they're similar choices.
Let's say we went away with you and Tawana. Let's say that happened.
Sure.
And we said, hey, on Wednesday, we want to spend that night with just Katie and I want to do a you wouldn't care at all.
No.
So I could certainly still do that. You
yes.
know what I mean? But it is nice to have.
I would care. I'd be very upset.
No, I need to be where you are.
I'm like Gramps.
Benchwarmer said Aruba and Delaware. Hey, if Delaware is where she wants to go, it's supposed to be 70 degrees on Thursday. So if you're listening to the show on Wednesday, tomorrow, it's supposed to be the hottest day so far of the year.
There you go. So it's probably going to be Aruba. And this is in the fall?
I'm just talking.
I
don't know. We've looked a lot, but we haven't really. I don't even know that we've even kind of narrowed down. But she gets to go wherever
early.
She wants to go. Yeah.
What are some, did you consider?
Oh, my God. Punta Cana, yeah. Jamaica, Turks and Caicos. Yeah, we've looked at a zillion different places.
So they're all tropical island feels.
Yeah, we'd like to be somewhere where, you know, my shirt's off.
Absolutely. When you're it's just off for the first day then, right? And then you get burnt and then you're swim shirting it.
By the way, 92 week itch, they every week they add it. They never put anything in chat. Never.
They don't need to.
But today they did.
Okay.
92 weeks and Joe already doesn't want to be alone with Katie.
Already.
We've been dating for like 7 years, okay? We've been alone plenty of times.
Plenty of time. Yeah, you'll be. I think Katie's okay with that too. I think.
Yes, I think she would be too.
Well, I'm glad that the gift worked out. Happy International Women's Day to Katie and all our lovely listeners. I know Missy is tuning in tonight live in chat, I believe. I posted something on Facebook and Twitter today. Got a little poll. Well, not really a poll, but we were talking about this with Eric Woodworth the other night. Hung out with him at a show. The Mount Rushmore of the most universally beloved people in the world.
Yeah, and you picked three. You had Dolly Parton, who is universally beloved.
Well, Dolly Parton and Betty White, I thought, were two no-brainers.
Yeah, and then you said Tom Hanks, and I took some umbrage because he's very political, and it's hard to be the most liked if you're very political.
He's very political.
He definitely is very political.
Okay, well...
It's on his Wikipedia page.
But I've never heard...
His activism.
But I've never heard, you know, Mark Ruffalo or
Alec Baldwin. Okay, you're right.
Those
Alec Baldwin,
guys,
they're worse. But this guy, he's not shying away. He's a very vocal about his politics.
Right.
And so you are going to alienate. Look, I'm not saying he's as vocal as Mark Ruffalo or Alec Baldwin. He's not.
Right.
Or as vocal as James Woods. Right.
Right.
But he is active. It's so much so that there's a big section dedicated to his biography for about his activism. So there are going to be some people that see that and go, well, I don't align with him politically, therefore I don't. It's hard to have him. Usually you think of somebody apolitical when you think of somebody
okay.
who's universal.
But I've always considered him apolitical.
But he's not.
Yeah, but if I don't know that, then the average person probably wouldn't either. That's
no,
I'm basing that. Robbie, what do you think?
Yeah, okay.
I definitely think that he alienates a good percentage of people where he can't be considered.
Okay, who... Do we agree on Betty White and Dolly Parton?
Too political.
Betty White's too big on protecting animals and animal rights.
Oh my God.
Are people against that?
By the way,
it's a joke.
There's no okay. He's joking. We have to have four. So even if the number one person is only liked by 14% of the people, that's still the number one person.
Yeah, I try to think about people that. They're not political and they're also hilarious, but they're also super likable. Like Gronk is a good example. Now, I don't know if he's well known. I guess he would be well known enough, right?
But my dad doesn't know who he is. I don't think he's well known enough. These are the names that got thrown out via our conversation and on Twitter and Facebook. By the way, a lot of Gramps was thrown out, so including by himself. He also nominated himself.
Yes.
But we have Morgan Freeman. We have Oprah. We have The Rock.
Oh, Oprah, definitely not Oprah.
Right? The Rock. We have Bill Murray.
Oh, Bill Murray. Yes.
We have Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Which I think is a pretty good one.
It is a good one.
It is, but Stevie Wonder was saying some controversial stuff lately about
he
wants to move to Ghana or some shit.
What's wrong with that? All right. I mean, everybody hates Joe Biden. Who wouldn't want to move, Robbie?
Just kidding, Mac.
Yeah. You said Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson. And what about Nicolas Cage?
What about somebody said Jeff Goldblum?
Hey, what about Jeff Daniels?
Yeah. What about
he's
Guy Fieri?
He's very lefty.
God, I hate Guy Fieri.
Who could hate him?
Oh, he's so annoying. Every time he eats something, oh, this is delicious. I'm like, not everything does. Is
you
the
mean
best
the formula that's caused that show to
no, no, I'm
the
not
most
saying
episodes of any show in the history of television?
I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm saying I don't like it.
Okay.
Okay, you're eating a corn dog.
Well, I like people that do things that work for what they're trying to do.
No, if you're like, no matter
what
every
time
eats,
he,
it's
he,
the best thing
every
ever
time
had.
He goes to throw a pass, he angles his shoulder. Oh, yeah, he completed 85% of his passes, but I hate that.
There's nothing insincere about throwing a pass.
Okay.
All right. Everything can't be the best thing you ever ate. Because
you would be like, this is shitty. We made all this big to-do to come to your restaurant, and I hate your ribs.
I would do that. So thank you. That's correct. That's okay. Exactly what I would do.
Mac all wants right. Gramps' face on there three times with Dolly Parton.
Yes, just... Gramps. Hey,
Walker Hayes, is she up there after last week?
No, listen, I've said this, man. Walker Hayes really won me over. She was extremely likable.
She was very likable.
She was very likable.
Missy said on Facebook, she's a big Cincinnati Reds fan, Johnny Bench, she said that you would say Eddie Murray, so she clearly is a fan and knows your taste in baseball players.
Yeah, but now I do love Eddie Murray, mm-hmm. You know that, but you know he was known to be kind of a surly guy to the press.
He's not as famous enough.
Yeah.
Is there an athlete? Like, is Michael Jordan? I mean,
no,
people,
not
right?
Michael Jordan. Kwame Brown would strongly disagree that Michael Jordan.
I mean, Tom Brady has his detractors.
A lot of them.
Peyton Manning's pretty beloved.
He is. You know what? Hey, how about Peyton? He's not political at all. He's hilarious.
He
was one of the best to ever do it.
Yeah, he's great.
I'd put
great
Peyton Manning on there ahead of Tom Hanks.
Okay. Now,
and Eli.
Our buddy Phil said that we hadn't mentioned, you know, I said this in the world. What are the non-Americans?
I don't know any non-Americans.
I mean, Adele?
I mean, unless it's messy, I'm not going
to
know.
Well, yes, you do. You know, you have to know some non-Americans.
I mean,
you
know,
there's a lot of actors. They're all British.
Yeah. Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis.
There you go.
I know he's
he
not.
He just acts beloved.
I know he's not one of the most beloved.
I don't know. It's tough to fill out the final four.
We'll just have to go with what you had.
All right.
We'll concede.
No, I want to commit. You're saying we're taking out Hanks and we're adding Peyton Manning. Yes. And we're adding Stevie Wonder or Bill Murray. We have to have Bill Murray. We have to have a black person. We have to have Stevie
yes,
Wonder.
Yes, I know that. But here's the deal. Stevie Wonder, like Robbie said, I know that he's been a little political too. By the way, I don't think there's anything he said that I don't agree with.
Right.
But it's the idea that everybody's like, oh, this is, I'm on
board. Well, Peyton Manning also was, you know, doing stuff with Papa John's, and that guy, you know, got in trouble. I mean, there are people that, yeah, he's gotten some blowback.
He has?
Well, in this world, everybody does.
I hadn't heard that, but right. We're keeping that. But I do think that, who doesn't like Bill Murray?
I agree.
By the way, who does like Stevie Wonder?
Right.
All right.
I'm going to say it's Stevie Wonder, Peyton Manning.
And Stevie Wonder's also disabled.
Yes. Dolly Parton and Betty White.
Hey, Dolly Parton also disabled. Yeah, her really? Horrible back pain.
What about Charles Barkley?
Oh, God, I love Charles Barkley. And somebody said Shaq, and I love Shaq,
too. I do love Shaq.
Yeah, I just saw Shaq on Dan Patrick. Did you see that?
No.
He's always shitting on current NBA players.
Yeah.
And they get pissed off. And he goes, listen, when I played, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would say something to me and I would listen and it made me a better player.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's not really, he's not just saying something. He's saying they're not shit.
Right.
He's like, what? What I'm telling you is you're not shit.
What are you supposed to do with that?
I'm one of the best 50 ever to do it. You're not going to listen to me? You're horrible.
Look at Jeremy's, Chelp pick.
Gerard Depardieu, and he spelled it Depardoo.
Spells like his brother.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We should have a spelling contest between Eric and Jeremy Woodworth.
Oh, they're both horrible.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a great podcast bit, a spelling bee.
All right, so Gerard Depardieu is the last one.
All right, he's on there.
Can you name two Gerard Depardieu movies?
Yes. Isn't he in the Professional?
No, that's not him.
Then I don't know.
The only movie I know with him is a movie called Green Card, which I never saw. I don't even know what he's in, but I know who he is. He's famous, but I don't know his... Do you know, Robbie?
Yep.
You're the movie
Jean
buff.
De Florette and Manon of the Spring. One was the sequel to the other. Both French films.
Okay.
Great movies.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Michael.
All right. Michael Chamberlain, most beloved.
I highly recommend those two movies.
Do you highly recommend the TV show Banshee?
Yes.
Hey, what about Rick Moranis?
Not universally known enough.
Oh, he's in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, he's in a movie 25 years ago?
Didn't he get punched in the face not too long ago?
So here's what, I started watching Banshee, which, when did it come out? Around, what was it, Robbie, 2012
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, something like
that. Maybe later than that.
It's one of Robbie's go-to recommendations.
Yeah, and of course, I go, hey, Banshee, Robbie says that show's great.
Okay. What's it on now? Because it was a Cinemax show, but how are you watching it?
I'm watching it on HBO Max because it was.
Okay.
They own Cinemax, and you can watch all the Cinemax.
2013 to 2016.
There you go. So the guy from The Boys, who's great, Homelander from The Boys, is the main guy in Banshee. Okay. And it doesn't surprise me that Robbie likes this show because it reminds me a lot of Ray Donovan. Okay. Where do you like going to Applebee's and eating mozzarella sticks?
Sure.
Dip them in some marinara?
I've never really not enjoyed my mozzarella sticks.
Sure. You'd love it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Would you say, oh, my God, you got to have the mozzarella sticks at Applebee's?
No, I wouldn't make a special
That's trip. Banshee.
Gotcha.
So Banshee's a lot of fun. Everybody's naked. They're nonstop fucking each other. They won't stop. He's had sex with every hot chick in the entire town of Banshee.
See some penis, too?
If you are a woman... Mm-hmm. On Banshee, and you are fighting any man, you are beating the fuck out of this guy.
So it's like WWE.
No man has ever beaten up a woman in. But hey, talking about International Women's Day, Banshee should be the women's movement's go-to show
because they beat up men and they fuck any man they want.
They never stop beating up men. Never stop
beating up and banging.
Yeah, there's so far. I'm only halfway through season two.
Well, you must. You're
no,
clearly.
No, of course, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I am enjoying it. I am. Robbie, do you remember when? What's the name of the Anne? What's her name? You know, the main female in the show. The his long lost love, right? Her.
Yeah, her real name is Ivana Milkovic.
Right, that
girl. Knows her real name.
Okay, there's a hitman.
Okay.
That is in the pocket of the bad guy, right? And he finds the protagonist hiding in this town, and he comes and he's fighting this woman.
Carrie okay. Hopewell.
Carrie Hopewell.
All right.
He's fighting her.
The just fist to fist.
Smashing their okay. heads in radiators, punching them in the throat.
And how much weight does he have on her?
150 pounds, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's all muscle.
And he's a train killer.
He's a yes. train killer. That's another thing. Right. Of course, he's wearing a suit.
Okay, but he's a badass. Killer.
He knows every move. He's punching her full on, as mm-hmm. hard as he can in the face, okay? This fight, I'm telling you, you know, my dad will say, hey, I went out to walk Oscar for, I was out there a half an hour. He never pooped. He's out there for 30 seconds. I'm telling you that the fight between those two, they kept going back to other scenes, back and forth.
Right.
I'll bet it was 15 minutes long. It was a 15, by the way, you know how long most fights last? Like 15 seconds, okay?
When we have, if somebody's connecting at that size.
One connects, one yeah. punch. Yes, it takes one punch.
Right, the fight is pretty much over.
They are slamming each other through windows, choking each other, razor blading each other, nonstop beating the shit out of each other.
Well, I like that, though. But and, you're saying because it's a woman that it's too unbelievable?
Well, she weighs 100 pounds.
Right.
You know,
so
we've talked
fun
about
to
this.
Watch. It is
it's
so
like
much
if
fun.
You if you... Look, I'm sure that this, what's this Brazilian MMA fighter who's beating the hell out of
oh,
Amanda
Nunes.
Yeah,
she's dominating.
Well, she cannot beat up John Bones Jones. You follow what I'm saying? She can't do it. Doesn't mean she might be a better fighter, but she can't beat him up.
Of course not, right.
She can't do it, okay? Why? Because he outweighs her.
150 pounds.
Right, right.
Yes,
okay.
And he's a foot taller.
Yes, that's his reach as a foot.
Yeah.
That's what's happening here. Right. Okay, so I see that, and I'm like...
And he also does what she does for a living. So they're both have the same training.
Right, yes. He's also a champion.
Exactly.
Right. Yes. Exactly. It's not like it's some guy off the street.
Right.
But yes. Guess what? She couldn't beat up LeBron James.
Of course
not. Right. Okay, so anyway, so now I'm in season two. And they have a lot of different villains. There's the villain in town. There's the villains with the Native Americans. There's the villains from their past life. All these different villains. Well, what's the name of the girl, Robbie, who's the Native American? But she's just like the other girl. No one can beat her up.
Oh yeah.
So she's fighting the main guy, just beating the hell out of him.
Right.
He can't beat her up. Takes the gun from him. Here's the other thing. I need everybody to know this. If I'm threatening you with a gun, don't come near me or I'll shoot you.
Yeah.
Don't get up close enough where I can knock the gun out of your hand. How do you not know that? I mean, that's every single time they walk up, they hit them with the gun away, and now they're fighting again.
Do you have a different, like, you know, the way you judge? Because there's movies that are like Roadhouse and...
Yes.
But is this like a TV show version of that?
Yes, it's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
And a little bit, yes.
You have to really kind of not... Oh, there's also Amish people.
Okay. Yes.
It's all over the place. And of course, one of the Amish is... I don't even know, like, who's the biggest badass Robbie on the show? Now, I'm only halfway through, but it's almost like as soon as a new character is introduced, that person beats up... By the way, this guy... The good-looking guy who plays Homelander in The Boys. Have you,
right.
you watched The Boys?
No, I need to. Tawanda loves it.
Well, that's a great show.
Yeah.
But anyway, that guy, he's getting punched in the face. I'm telling you, he must have lost, I don't know, 1,000 liters of blood in the first season and a half. Okay? His teeth are perfect. He has, like, two scars. His
right.
face, he's better looking than fucking Kate Upton, okay? And... Now, he's constantly just getting mauled by people. He was stabbed in the stomach. He was stabbed in the kidney. His eyes were closed shut from.
So do you recommend Banshee?
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. If you're a guy. Yeah, okay. If you're a guy.
Sounds like if you're a woman, you might enjoy that.
But it's not. Okay. It's definitely. Did you like the end of Rambo? The new
yes,
Rambo?
I did.
That's this show.
Yeah, but it's
yes.
a TV show. I'm going to watch it every. You know, 40 episodes.
No, that you're right about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another thing. Okay. There's this one. There's a MMA fighter that they bring into Banshee, and he's going to turn the economy around. They give him a satchel full of money, and he is going to fight at this Native American casino. Okay.
Right.
Now, first of all, if anybody knows who he is, there's like 18 people watching him fight. It's just so weird. It's like, how does it, like, you really can't make it work.
Right.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. So he, of course, they're sending prostitutes to his room. And even though he's doing coke off their tits and he's fucking them, he also has to beat the shit out of them. Right. So he's also an MMA fighter. He beats the fuck out of this girl. the guy, Banshee, whatever the hell his name is, the main guy, he finds out, he goes, he beats this guy up, okay? Now, this guy, who's the MMA fighter, he's the champ. He weighs, it's the same thing that we were just describing,
right?
Where this guy weighs about 150 pounds. This guy weighs about 250, solid muscle, and he's a champ, an MMA fighter. And the sheriff beats him up.
Well, that's the thing. With even MMA fighting, they're wearing gloves.
Right, yes.
And if somebody connects clean, it's almost always, oh, it's about to be over.
Oh, you know, if you connect clean, you're out. Yeah. If, you know, if you get punched as hard as you can in the face by somebody.
It's like I was watching this wrestling thing on YouTube where, like, they had where they screwed up and they actually hit the guy. Like, this guy, like, he broke John Cena's nose.
Right.
Like, that's what would happen if any of these shots connected.
Of course.
And it's
yes.
John Cena, right?
Well, this girl that weighs about, you know, 98 pounds is getting punched in the face by someone John Cena size as hard as he can 70 times. Right square in the face. And she's just getting up and just, all right, I can take it.
All right, it's my turn to make our pick in our golf pool.
But I like the show, and I will continue to watch it.
Okay, perfect. So when you're done, Banshee. I got another recommendation for you.
Is it as good as Banshee?
This show is also from the main creator of Banshee.
is it just fucking fighting?
It is.
For four seasons.
But this one is about Chinese gangs before the turn of the 20th century in San Francisco. It's a lot of great karate fight sequences.
God.
What?
It's good.
I'm not sure. I will say this about Banshee. You know what I think about? Are the actors and actresses. Because they'll be like an actress. She will not be wearing one stitch of clothing. Okay? The only thing covering her vagina is that her leg is up and this guy is face is buried in her lap. And I'm like, even if he's not really doing it, it's like, how close are they to actually just doing this? It's like porn, basically.
Yeah.
And the chicks in the show are there. Everyone is hotter than the next. You know who's in it? Remember in True Detective when not the first girl that Woody Harrelson cheated with, but when he got on the straight and narrow and he met that girl at the phone store?
Yeah.
That girl's in Banshee.
Do guys get erections in these scenes, these actors?
I think about that because these girls aren't, first of all, like they're on top of them, dry humping them. Well, you know, when I was a kid and I used to dry hump, I always had an erection.
Oh,
I never did have one.
I think the actresses probably don't care.
Well, and what can they do about it? I mean, you know, that's a
natural
thing.
Well, they want the scene to come across as real.
Yeah. Maybe they should just start. And he, by the way, the guy, Banshee, whatever right. that guy's name is, he fucks every hot chick in the whole town.
Hey, The Bachelor this year admitted, they showed it in the outtakes, that he had an erection.
Oh, really?
He was in the hot tub with some chick and... You know, she got out, and of course, her body's smoking.
Right.
And then he was about to get out, and he goes, "I think I need the robe first."
he hung the robe off.
Basically, admitted it. Yeah.
Set right. during the Tong Wars in the late 1870s, San Francisco, the series follows Ah Sam, a martial arts prodigy who emigrates from China to search for his sister, only to be sold to one of the most powerful Tongs in Chinatown.
Right. What is this, Warrior?
It's called Warrior.
So Tawanda loves that show.
Yes.
Yes.
Is there a lot of fighting and fucking, Robbie?
That's exactly what it is. If you love Banshee, you'll love Warrior.
Well, let me get that. I don't love Banshee. I like Banshee.
I had to get some extra fucking network, some Cinemax Plus or something for her to see that show. It's probably on six things. You know, I'm paying
it's
six
probably on HBO
month.
Max, right?
No, it's pretty. This Warrior is fairly new. I think you can see it on... No, you have to buy it.
It has some epic, incredible fights.
Yes.
No, it really does.
It's everything that show on AMC. Remember that Into the Badlands?
Yes.
It's everything that show should have been.
It's better than that, for sure.
Max said I won't watch it because I'm anti-Asian. That is 100% not true. I am pro-Asian.
All right, let's take a break. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Love is in the air. Or... is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath.
The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die Laughing Productions performers, and as always, you, the audience. We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Sunday, April 25th at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Robin Joe Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, I'll just edit that out.
Well, you'll be able to see.
It should be a problem.
It'll be easy.
That's an
you'll
easy,
be able to see
it's
where
an
the,
easy edit.
You'll be able to see where the commercial goes more easily.
No. Thank you. Why? Did I botch it last week or something?
No, I didn't even listen.
Nice. Oh, man. Phil's taunting me on our golf pool, saying that there's somebody that he's making me take someone. Oh, God. This is.
Tell me what it means. Tell me what you're saying.
Phil says I've got one guy on the board that Rob posted that I want. If not, he's gone. I'm going off the board, too. Now I just want to pick who he has, who he wanted.
So somebody that wasn't in those odds that were posted
yes.
earlier?
Yes. Huh. Oh, God. Anybody, any golf fans in chat, who to pick for the Players' Championship this week?
Yeah, put it in chat.
Yes. All right, screw it. I'm going to just take Patrick Reed.
All right, I saw Reed.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the guy. This is not. I should edit all this out.
No, leave it in. People all want right. to know who you pick in our golf pool.
Chichi Rodriguez.
No. He's most beloved, though. You know what? Arnold Palmer would have been on there.
Oh, yeah. He was beloved.
Yeah, he definitely right. would have been. No, I have John Rahm, Morikawa, and Patrick Reed. That's my three golfers in the pool that Katie wins every time. All right. You had an adventure at Outback Steakhouse, Joe.
Yeah, so I went to the Outback Steakhouse from a land down under with me and Katie and Erica, who's mentioned often on here. And we have a new friend, Larry. Shout out, Larry.
All right, Larry.
Larry's an awesome guy, okay?
I like him already.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of a Dizzy Blonde, but a guy version, and cool. his hair isn't blonde.
So Erica?
No, Erica's not Dizzy. That's okay. not her deal. Erica doesn't give a fuck. That's the, right. that's the difference. But
gotcha.
Anyway,
enough.
but this guy's he's a player. Okay, he's good looking. Right.
Oh God, how old is he?
Probably like 30.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, so we're sitting in Outback. Robbie doesn't know this story. We're sitting in Outback, and he gets a text. And all of a sudden he starts looking around, and I go, "Well, who are you looking for?" He goes, "There's this girl that I was kind of talking to, and she just sent me a text saying, 'Hey, I thought you said you didn't go to Outback. She's here somewhere.'" So he's looking around. I go, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, and by the way, Larry's sister just passed away. It's not important to the story. I'm sorry. It's important to the story, but that's a sad thing. He's a good guy. But anyway.
Okay.
So that he kind of stopped talking to her while he went through this kind of crisis, right?
Sure.
But so he's saying, "Yeah, I kind of stopped talking to her because that happened." He goes, "Actually, I was originally talking to her sister, but she was kind of a cunt." Okay. And by the way, he also said her last name in the story. Okay?
So first and last name.
Yes. And then he also called the younger sister a cunt. And then he goes, "And then the older sister, she's hotter and she has a fatter ass." And so, and all of a sudden, they're behind us. And when I say they're behind us, okay.
Oh.
Hey, when I say they're behind us, after. Fast forward, after they left, Erica reached back. She could touch the table. So I don't know about the social distancing, but they were definitely at least 3 feet away, okay? And, of course, now what would you have done? Like, first of all, you know me. It's Friday, so I've been smoking, okay? So that's the first
thing. Well, I'm going to enjoy it because I don't
It's
know,
weird you say that.
I'm not related to these people. I'm never going to see this. The people he's talking about, I don't even hardly know this Larry guy.
Yeah, but I don't want to be, it's weird because I, you know, a lot of times I create the discomfort, right?
Yes.
But it's strange. Like if I'm watching television, I see a situation like what I just described about type, I don't watch it.
Right, it's Kirby Enthusiast.
I don't want right. to see it. I don't want, and I'm in it, okay? Now, not only are both sisters at the table, the
dumb
cunt. But and the fat, the one with the fat ass. But
well,
the
they texted, right?
Well, yes. Yeah. Well, hold on. We'll get that. Yeah, okay. She sent that text saying, "I thought you didn't go to Outback." Okay.
Okay.
So what happened was after he was telling the story, she texts, "I'm right behind you." Okay. Now, who's the worst people that could be there? Here's who it is. both sisters. So that means
the two women he was talking about.
Just talking about. There's no mistake because he said their last name.
Gotcha.
Okay. The boyfriend of the one he didn't like.
Okay.
The one called the C word. So that's who's on one side, which surprising three could fit in the same side.
Social
one
distance.
Has the fat ass, but doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So you know who's on the other side?
I do know, but I want
Robbie.
To
you
want to
guess?
Their mother
and father. Okay. So they're both there now. I'm laughing like I can't breathe, but right. Also I want to fucking crawl under the table.
Yeah.
I do not.
So you're not. You're enjoying it, but
I'm laughing, but I'm like, so then Larry keeps trying to tell the rest of the story. I go, stop.
So he's not, he doesn't waver.
So I'll say this. I don't know if they heard us. Here's why. Maybe they did. I think they did. I don't know. There's a lot of ambient noise, and if you're not listening to somebody else's conversation, you don't hear them.
You have to be really paying attention.
But she probably was paying attention because she's like, I see you.
But if then only she was.
Right. You're right about that. But who knows what conversation? Oh, that's a guy that I've been talking to. You know, who knows how that went?
But if there's five other people at the table, they're not listening intently unless she's telling them to.
Well, we were.
No. If her.
Yeah, no, I hear
you. She probably doesn't want. She'd be wary of what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, also, he's like.
Is she hot?
You know what? I swear I didn't want to make direct eye contact with her. Gotcha. I was so uncomfortable. I didn't. Now, of course, we're also acting weird.
So is he going to try to make it right?
I don't know. Hey, you want to call Larry, Robbie?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll call Larry. I'm going to text you this number, Robbie.
All right.
Hold on. More editing for you. Hold on. Because that is a good question, right? See where we are in this situation. Hold on. Share contact. I wonder if he'll pick me up. Message.
Keanu Reeves is thrown out for the.
Oh, I love Keanu Reeves. And you know, that's the guy who really turned it around because he was known as like a bad actor.
Yeah.
But he ended up being awesome. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say.
And Mark Hamill, somebody said.
Yeah, but he's a little political too.
Jesus, Joe.
Sorry, that's part of it.
God, where do you go all to find all this political stuff?
Pick
Just
me.
Just live your life, man.
Up. I'm calling. Robbie, did you get that? Mm-hmm. All right, let's call Larry. We'll find out whether or not.
We're calling Larry.
The guy who.
Yeah, our new friend of the show.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, so he's a guy who's the first time he got mentioned, he's on the show.
That's pretty impressive.
Here we go.
You want to just handle this?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's happy to blast this information.
I told him today on the morning show. Larry.
You're live on the Rob and Joe show.
Yeah, you're
Larry.
Live on the air right now. You're on the Rob and Joe show.
It's just a podcast. Oh, it's not the radio.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it was this morning when it was broadcast all over Baltimore. But there's a couple thousand people that are going to hear this.
Yeah.
But I've already told the story, and there's questions that have followed. And the first thing is I want to know this. Do you think she heard?
I do.
You do.
I do.
Tell me why. What makes you think that?
Because there was an invitation the next evening to a bonfire at her house.
Right.
That is actually a family compound.
Uh-huh.
Where both the sister lives and the other sister lives and
right,
daddy.
The one with the fat ass and the one you don't like. Got it. Continue.
Fat
yes,
P-H-A-T
exactly.
Or
yes.
F-H-A-T? No, P-H-A-T. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And she didn't text me back about the bonfire.
It was rescinded? The offer was rescinded?
Yeah. Are you just going to go?
No, he missed it.
Oh.
No. Damn. I was thinking about it, honestly.
So at what point do you think you'll text? You think it's just, it's over. You're never going to, there's no coming back?
No, she'll hit me up on Snapchat in a few weeks.
Well, not if she heard.
Larry, this is Rob. You don't know me, but can you text her right now for us?
Yeah. You know what? Here's what I want you to text her, Larry. I want you to say, hey, did you hear our conversation? That's what I want you to say.
Ooh, I was going to go another route.
What were you going to say?
Just act like none of that happened, like George Costanza when
he
showed up to work.
Well, that's the natural thing to do.
What am I going to say? Hey?
Yeah, say yes. Say
you up.
I got a better
Ask her
idea.
If she's ever seen the show Banshee.
I got a better idea. Why don't we just hang up on Larry and call her?
No, that would be too awkward for me. Yeah, that's bad. I would not participate in that at all. But all right, so here's what I want you to do, Larry. Just text her and be like, "Hey, sorry, we were out back. We were getting a little crazy. Did you happen to hear the conversation? And I want to hear what she says." Because I was,
I would just say we got a little crazy, and then let that hang out.
She goes, "Yeah, I know. You called me the C word. Yeah, no, my sister. You didn't call me. Yeah.
We had one too many blooming onions."
Hey, I will say this: she's really shouldn't be offended. Say it again.
It definitely hurt. The way her father looked at me.
Yeah.
It definitely hurt.
Well, we should call him then.
Yeah, no, I don't want to call him either. I will say this. She got the compliment. The one you're trying to, be friends with.
Yeah, that's how sisters work.
Yeah.
So you're saying, Larry, that not only did the one girl hurt, the entire table hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what order would they take it the worst? Okay, I'm going to rank them, okay? The father heard his daughter called the C word.
Number one.
But also the boyfriend heard his girlfriend called the C word.
Yeah, but we don't know their relationship. We know the father, clearly.
Then,
that's number one.
Then the girl that was actually called the C word is also there.
Well, she should be offended.
Okay. Then the mom of the daughter that was called that is also there. But
I mean,
also,
everyone's like a 9 or 10 out of 10 offended.
But also, the other girl, they're going, "Yeah, the other girl's hot with a fat ass. I want to bang her." That they also heard that.
Well, that doesn't make them. That's not. It makes the dad proud. Oh,
no, right. So I'm saying he doesn't like that. That's the only person that could even be remotely not at a 10 in terms of being offended is the sister, and she's still at an 8.
If you end up marrying this girl, Larry, and don't invite Joe to the wedding because he will bring this up at
I'll say.
There'll be a toast.
Would I be the best man, Larry? Because I'll bring it up.
Revisit this. He'll say, "Hey, is there a blooming onion on the menu?"
I remember when I met this person. We were at the Outback Steakhouse. She was at a different table.
Larry, Mac wants to know what you ordered at Outback.
What'd you say?
Mac wants to know what you ordered at Outback.
Larry just drank.
Oh, there you go.
I think Larry ordered a Bud Light, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Way to take advantage of that, of the Outback, ordering a Bud Light.
The Australian Bud Light.
A father that heard me call his daughter the C word.
Yeah, you probably should have had multiple.
Yeah.
All right, Larry.
All right, Larry. Good luck out there with the ladies. Yeah, sounds like you got under control.
Watch your six, man.
Joe's like, "I'm never going to Outback with you again."
No, he can't wait to go again.
I can't go to Outback. Forget with you.
Like, thanks, Larry.
All right, bud. See you, man.
See ya.
Let's take a break. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Rob's long-awaited Dry Bar Comedy Special is finally here. It's available for free on the Dry Bar Comedy app. The reviews are in. Gramp says, "Stop telling jokes about my girlfriend." Mac Bergson said, "I wish Robbie produced it." Joe Robinson said, "It's the pie plate closer of comedy specials." So download the Dry Bar Comedy app and watch Rob's special.
All we watch is HGTV and then the Murder Channel. It's just Property Brothers, Menendez Brothers, just nonstop. So just... She wants us to buy a house, renovate it, flip it, buy a new house, and in that new house, murder me. That's her whole 10-year plan. So,
never estimate the laughs.
The Rob and Joe Show.
I finally started listening. I didn't finish it. The infamous Smoke Break podcast episode with Joe Robinson. Have you heard it, Robbie?
I only heard the very awkward beginning of it.
It's hard to get past much more than that, right?
Yes.
It's funny. I did that thing for Brightbox.
Yeah, which was good.
And they asked me, I sort of described how the origins of Die Life Productions. And I believe what I said to describe it 10 to 15 seconds, maybe 30.
Yeah.
You had about 2 minutes, and it didn't even explain everything. I mean, it was all over the place.
2 minutes?
I'm just on that.
Oh, I was saying, I listened back, and it's funny. I told one story about my career.
Uh-huh.
And in my head, the story is this.
I need to listen to that part.
This is it in my head.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I decided, hey, I'd like to do comedy again. I think I have some things that I think would be funny for people to hear.
Uh-huh.
This is around 2005, okay? And when I start
shortly before we met.
Right. When I start doing comedy again, I start out pretty good, right? Yeah. I'm actually, whatever was going on in the world at the time, what I was trying to do kind of fit within that, okay? So I moved along quickly. I eventually got on the radio as I promoted, right? And then that gave me an opportunity to to work for 98 Rock. And I've been able to take that. I haven't been able to travel because I had a family.
Uh-huh.
And I had a job. But what I was able to become using my comedy is basically the best you're going to get out of me. I actually did it.
Yeah.
The almost the top of what I can be in terms of comedy and radio, I'm there.
You hit a triple.
That's the story. It takes me 20 minutes to tell that. And I don't even make my point.
They've forgotten what the point was.
I'm so all over the place. Yes. I told the story about how annoyed I am about the guy saying nobody's wearing masks. It makes no sense. I mean, nothing I say makes any sense. I never get to where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to weave these things together. They make no sense. These guys aren't helping because they're like, oh, man, this is great.
What do you think their opinion of you changed? I think it might have changed in their... you enjoy yourself in your off time.
Yeah, they might that, but I don't think these are guys that are going to be listening to me and think, oh, this guy's out of his mind. You know, they're not thinking that. They're just like, all right, cool. We're having a conversation, which we weren't. I'm just talking.
Above average in intelligence.
I am above average in intelligence.
Do we have ability to check the downloads on that show? Oh, to see where it rates?
Well, I'll say this. The main guy, not even the secondary guy. The main guy has 15 followers on Twitter. So I'm not too worried about it being exposed.
I started on TikTok today because I figure I might as well.
Hey, could I ask you about that? So you can download the app again?
Me? What do you mean?
There was a while where you could not download the app.
Oh, because of Trump?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just curious.
Oh, I didn't know that. I had signed up. I think I have 3 accounts. I keep forgetting my password. But right. If I put in my phone number and then I say I forgot my password, then it logs me into some other account. But none of them had Rob Mayer, so it doesn't really matter.
I gotcha.
Because I remember the first time I signed up, I couldn't get Rob Mayer, and I was pissed.
How many?
So now I just signed up with my Apple ID. But it's Rob Mayer Comedy, if anybody cares.
How many people have lip-synced your thing?
Well, the name one, Robbie Robert, is 13 people. One did it as a Pringles can.
Yes.
And then...
I watched every last one of them.
They're really good. Well done.
Yeah. The one girl who did is kind of hot.
One girl's super hot. One girl changed, put a different outfit for each person.
She really, oh, really?
Yeah, she put a lot of effort. And then the same girl that started this did one for the ID channel.
Really?
Yes, which I don't think anyone else has done that yet.
I had a big problem with the Pringles can one. I've seen that done before on TikTok, but the eyes are below the mouth. I don't like that.
Yeah, I didn't care.
That's what bothered you?
Yeah, your mouth can't be above your eyes and your mustache. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it also is a talking Pringles can. So.
Hey, I'm going to interrupt. What's going with Brooks Koepka? How come nobody likes him anymore?
I think he is out. He's not, he's not playing.
All right, then I'm going to take Finau.
Somebody took Finau.
They did?
I thought Gary did.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Continue telling your story.
Yes.
I tried to watch that thing that you sent.
What did I send?
You sent something that had like 5 or 6 of them all like in a little collage. And I thought I could be able to press on them and watch them. But I haven't. I can't do that.
I think that was just a screenshot.
Oh, okay.
No, you have to go on TikTok. You have to just go and follow that, hit that sound. My name is Rob Mayer. That'll take you to all of them. Go to the original.
But you have to have TikTok to do that, Rob.
Yes. Well, Katie has it.
Right.
I'm sure. Somebody on here, who's Alex the Calculator? Says, I didn't even know I followed you on here, but it was a pleasant surprise. Time to get Joe involved.
What's that?
Somebody, this guy.
I'm taking Patrick Reed, by the way. I don't know that
I
guy.
I took Reed. You're not even paying attention.
Jeez.
But we are doing a podcast.
You took wrong. Above average in intelligence. You did take Reed. God, all right. I guess I'm going to take... I don't even know some of these people that are left. Who's M? I don't even know who that is.
He's about to be on your team, I guess.
What about Tommy Fleetwood?
I like Fleetwood. That's
you know what? I'm going to take Fleetwood.
Take Fleetwood.
I will. There you go again. You say you want your freedom.
Yep. Fleetwood.
All right. Took him.
The other thing, we talked about jokes that I make, that you make or we make. Like I said, I always say to Tawanda, this movie's based on a true story.
Right, right.
Now I do this thing. It's not now, but I've remembered some phrase, and I'll just say that was my nickname in high school.
That is good.
Like somebody, like we were watching the cooking show, they added white miso. I go, that was my nickname in high school. It just never makes any sense.
That's the name of the episode, white miso.
I like that. Okay. Have you been reading the descriptions, Robbie? Because I don't even give a fuck.
You talking about
our show descriptions?
Oh, no.
Okay, good. You totally tuned out. I like it.
I got drunk yesterday, by the way.
I still have to listen to the show. Sorry, Joe. I still have to listen every week to pull the clips for the montage, though.
Well, that's true.
Oh, good.
But I don't actually listen to your...
That's fine.
Your edited one, I just listen to the raw audio.
Hey, we have a big show. You're not on it, but this Thursday at Magoobies. Save the Stages.
Yeah, I just saw the ad for that. And Katie and I are going to go away to the beach. By the way, we're just going away just to look at four different walls because we have the place or whatever. But... we're going to miss that show.
Well, you could still buy tickets to give to the cause, Joe.
I probably will do that.
You don't have to.
Yeah, no, I probably will.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm bummed I'm missing that because all my friends are doing it.
Yeah, it's me and Justin and Eric.
Eric and Tommy, yeah.
Yeah, well, I know Tommy. Can we talk about Tommy? Because he just posted on Facebook.
Tommy's not doing it?
Tommy just got out of the hospital with COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
He posted it on Facebook that he's home now because we haven't talked about that.
Yeah, he said he's out.
He just got home today or yesterday?
I think just now.
Wow. We just posted it today.
Yeah.
He said he had never felt that bad, so it's kind of I don't really know the full story.
Yeah, you could tell, because he was still texting, but he was in there for like 4 days.
Yeah.
Which, maybe more than that. And I remember saying, now my oxygen levels were low, and I started thinking, how do you know when your oxygen levels are low? Do you test your oxygen levels?
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in the hospital, they can do that.
No, he said that, I think that's what made him go to the hospital. I don't know.
Oh, he's testing his own oxygen level?
He has a 3D printer. He could.
Yeah,
Tommy
no.
Made
he,
it.
If
Tommy
anybody
has a device.
Can do it, he's the guy. But this is one of my best friends, so I would normally worry, but the way he was acting made me not worry. Meaning when I was reading what he was saying on our text, he just seemed like he was just his normal self.
Well, I think he made it a point for us. He didn't want us to worry.
All right.
Well, but also, like, that's how, but even if I, that's how I would be. But even if I was feeling awful, I would tell people not to worry.
Yeah, well, I might say that too, but I would also want people to know, here's what to expect, because, I had it.
Yeah.
Here's what happened to me, you know.
Well, it's such a thing that's so different for people.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you and him and Katie had probably three completely different experiences.
We should probably talk about something. Did we ever talk about Eric Myers? I don't think we did, right?
No, we didn't. We
should have.
We should have last week. Yeah, Eric Myers is a comic that passed away about a week ago now. And one of the best comics that ever really came out of Maryland.
He's a guy, he's a little like another comic here, Tony Woods, that... they probably had some other things going on in their life that prevented them from being Jim Gaffigan or Dave Chappelle or that level. Although, Tony Woods, he's Comedy Central special.
Tony had some more TV accomplishments.
And there's some pretty big names that really praised Eric Myers. Theo Vaughn on his podcast was talking about Eric Myers. But Eric Myers was a guy who he was just great at doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
That's what he was great at. His jokes were fine. He was funny. I mean, he had good jokes, but he could, no matter what he said, he could say it in a way that would, he didn't just make people laugh. He would fucking whip them up in a frenzy. I mean, people would be crying laughing. And he was an impossible follow. I feel like he might be the hardest follow ever to come out of this area.
I think so. And there's sometimes it's hard to follow somebody that's like on the guitar and singing and doing that. But that's hard because it's just they get into
different
this
thing. You're
music.
In a different yeah.
But just from a just somebody just up there telling jokes.
His energy was so ridiculous.
Energy, and you know, if you're famous, you can go on stage, and part of why people are laughing at what you're saying is because you're saying it.
Right.
They have a built-in relationship with you.
Right.
And then if you're like Joe or I, if you're doing well in your set, you can earn that within the set.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but he would earn that within 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. As soon as he got out there and he was, you know, saying people said he looked like Gollum and doing the cornholio or whatever.
Yeah. He was a sort of an awkward.
Yeah.
But he was also just very shy and quiet and off stage and not. And never one to think that he was crushing, and always one to like if he had a 10 set and you had a 7, he'd be talking about how well you did.
Yeah, and he was a kind guy, and I don't know anybody that ever had a bad thing to say about him.
No, and he had his demons. He fought, you know, with alcohol, and it was, you know, probably the thing that took his life.
Yeah, I know that his father. Well, let me tell you something. My sons used to do karate in Crofton when they were little kids. And Eric Meyer's dad, he had either a grandson or I think it was a grandson that did comedy there. And one time I just was talking to this guy.
Right.
And as time went on, we kind of figured out, I know your son and blah, blah, blah. And he was pretty candid about, we've been struggling with trying to make sure he stays clean, right?
Yeah.
But that wasn't a secret. Everybody knew that. And he moved him to Florida. He didn't like to fly either, which was weird. So he would almost drive across country. So obviously he was a quirky guy, but he just couldn't shake this addiction. But that same father had just passed away.
Yeah.
And I don't, by the way, this is all speculation. So, but what happened was within a week, I believe, Eric was walking down the highway. Now, I don't know what highway it was, but he was struck by a car. I have no idea.
At 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I have no idea what drugs were involved. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't be trying to piece things together, but they had a dual funeral.
Yeah. We watched it on, and, you know, they simulcast it, and they were both. Yeah, it was just.
But he was a good guy, a very good guy. He was a great comic, but, you know, I mean, there are a lot of great comics, but he was also really a pleasure to be around, and he was kind. And, of course, you know, he had this thing that he couldn't overcome. Or I don't know. Maybe it's speculating, but I'm assuming. I don't know if it's even safe to do that he couldn't overcome it and ended up taking his life. It's sad. It's sad when somebody with that, not sad when anybody dies, but really, I mean, we now don't get the privilege of seeing him anymore, and that sucks because he was a gift to be able to see him.
He really was. He was his sort of his own lane. The energy that he had, it was just different than anybody else. I mean, the Taco Bell joke, if you want to YouTube that, it's a pretty famous joke of his. But definitely look him up, E-R-I-K, Eric Myers.
Pogo the Clown in chat asked what his hometown was, and I think he knows this. I believe it was Columbia, Maryland.
Yes, Columbia, Maryland.
So,
yes.
And then Eric Woodworth said that he is the second most famous Eric Eric Woodworth is the second most famous Eric to do comedy coming from Columbia, Maryland.
Eric told a great joke about the Tiger Woods documentary the other night. Nobody had seen it, but he still told it, and it got laughs about how when the paparazzi, you know, followed him and he banged some chick in this car, and then he threw out the condom, and then that guy went over and he picked that condom up with like a big pen and stared at it and said, "Daddy never has to work again." That's how famous Tiger Woods is.
Yeah, well, remember, it was Dave Chappelle. He said, "Imagine you're so famous that somebody you sucked that guy's dick and now you're famous."
Yeah, about Monica Lewinsky.
But that's 100% true. If you found a used Tiger Woods condom where he's cheating on Ellen Norgren or whatever her name was.
He also said, and I'm glad that Jeremy's here because he wanted to tell a joke that he can. Now, people don't know this. Jeremy used to do stand-up.
Yes.
And he said Jeremy's best joke
is
a joke about Tiger Woods that Eric wants to tell, but he doesn't know if he's allowed to.
Because it's Jeremy's joke?
Yes. So here's the joke.
Okay.
Tiger Woods is half black and half Asian, which means his penis is average. I mean, it's a pretty good, easy little joke, right?
It's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good.
So
why wouldn't he be allowed? What's Jerry? What are you doing?
I don't know. He's right here. He's an artist.
I can make myself $1 million off that joke.
Do you think he wants people writing the Insurance Man songs? I mean, no, it's his thing.
Yeah, but I think about this. So Jeremy did stand up. That joke that you just told, that's about 5 seconds of material.
Yes.
So what does he do? Well,
yeah, but it's his best joke. You're taking away his one-hit wonder. That's you're taking away closer. Come On Eileen from the band.
It's like when I saw Eagles and they played Hotel California at the beginning and the end of the set. Yeah.
What's that, Robbie?
It's too late for it. But I said that's Jeremy's big closer.
Yes. What is Jeremy responding? Is he willing to give his brother?
Jeremy's taken over, Chet.
Of course he has.
Now, Max said in chat, Jeremy, your joke was the funniest part of the show for sure. Was this show bad? I felt like it was good.
I don't know.
Yeah, was it a bad show? What about when we broke down an 8-year-old show? Television show. You didn't like that?
I don't know, Robbie. What do you think?
I think it was fine. I think that's just Max's way of paying Jeremy a compliment.
Oh, no. Because Robbie, there'll be, you know, a couple thousand people listening to the show, but the 30 people in chat, that's Robbie's barometer. He sees something in there by one person. That's it.
What's more realistic, Twitter or our chat room in terms of reality?
Yeah. No, our chat room is two people talking to each other. Okay. I don't even know if Gramps is even in chat. I haven't heard him say a word.
He said a couple things. I don't see him, though.
Was he basking all week in the glow of Walker Hayes?
He's mentioned her a lot. Yeah, her name has definitely come up for sure. What'd you say, Robbie?
Yeah, he's in there.
He's in there. All right. Come out this Thursday, Magoobie's Joke House. That's March 11th. Hey, if you're in Myrtle Beach, I'll be in the Carolina Comedy Club next weekend, March 18 to 21.
Real quick, let's end on this. Miggity Mac said the show was fine except for less Banshee talk and less Larry. He didn't like Larry.
Man, well, you know, Mac is a gentleman. He doesn't like the way Larry speaks about women.
He's a traditionalist.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He likes Scott Apple, Mike Chamberlain. Those, you know, he likes the Scramps.
Yes.
He likes the Staples.
Right. And he hates Asians. Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.